Welcome back to Check the Stats, your weekly sports podcast. I am Hamza, along with Dodge, Harry,
what's up,
and T-Rain.
What's good?
And we're back with another episode post-Super Bowl where Brock Purdy proved that he's not elite, according to our discussion from last week. Harry's ready to flame this man. Go ahead.
Take the floor.
Oh, shit.
He put up a respectable 225 yards. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Got a touchdown. For a first Super Bowl performance for a player, his Mr. Irrelevant doing that. Mm-hmm. Impressive, but we know not elite.
The
man who put 100K in GTA money on Brock Purdy. Go ahead.
This game didn't change my perspective at all. It just proved what I already knew.
Oh, damn.
Mahomes
is the best quarterback, and Brock Purdy's good, not elite. That's what I said last week, and that's what we saw, right?
Damn.
Brock Purdy did have a few good throws here and there, some outside the number throws, some good timing throws. But when it came to crunch time, what happened?
I think...
when it came to crunch time, what happened?
Mahomes. This is what happened, crunched. Bro.
King Mahomes cannot be dethroned.
Third quarter and the fourth quarter, who would they rely on? Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey was saving his ass in third and fourth quarter.
It was
all him. Yep. But not one person can do the whole job, you know? So,
no. I think
it is what it is.
Even then, before that, like, they gave Christian McCaffrey... I don't think they gave it to him enough in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
No, they gave it to him in the first
Christian
half.
Christian McCaffrey took...
the second half is when they got off of him. And they tried to do kind of what the Ravens did. They kind of tried to prove that Brock Purdy was him.
Yep.
And so instead of using CMC and he was getting positive yards the whole first half, they elected to, like, throw 11 times straight with Purdy. Even though they had a 10-point lead, which, you know, is pretty stupid on the coaching side as well. But I mean, they tried to give Purdy all the chances to show that he was him, and he missed. I think two open throws that could have been touchdowns, and then one he missed. But that was because they had no time to throw the balls. Like their line just got destroyed. So,
I mean, he did
a lot of it's on coaching too. But
he not. I mean,
if you
Shanahan did give him a chance on fourth and three, and then he did score a touchdown. Well, got 4 yards with Kittle, and then scored a touchdown. But then I think a lot of times it was like third and like one or third and two where they didn't give it to McCaffrey. And then your boy just
got clapped.
Did get clapped indeed.
Yeah, no cap. I think.
But the 49ers, they are a team with so many resources that you could put a decent quarterback, which Brock Purdy is.
And they would destroy.
But Patty Mahomes.
I think Harry said this last time. He said, Chiefs secondary is pretty underrated.
Amazing. Yeah. They're
and
amazing.
They did good with Ayuk and Debo.
Yeah. Ayuk only had 3 catches, and he was the second highest rated receiver, according to PFF.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did a good job, especially at the second half. So, I mean, it's Patrick Mahomes, man.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're betting against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs still, then you're just donating money, honestly.
Literally.
You're just putting into the fund.
The only game I didn't bet like on the Chiefs was the Ravens game. That's because I had more faith in Lamar, but I was proven wrong. And so then I knew to correct my mistake, and I put all my money on Mahomes, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think it was pretty dominant like defense throughout the whole game, and I feel like the 49ers did have the momentum for most of the game until that little
the
punt return where it hit the
foot. Hit the person's foot.
Yeah, and then Ray couldn't get it back. Yeah. I think it was Latour, or however you say it.
Lenore, I think. Yeah. Lenore.
Hit his leg, and then just couldn't recover. And I think that's when the game like actually shifted.
Momentum shifted.
Mahomes, like, literally, the next play is like touchdown.
Say less. Yeah, say less.
Touchdown. One play, touchdown. It doesn't freaking matter. I mean, 49ers really could have had it. It was a great game.
It was worth the hype. It was 23 first downs, 24 first downs.
Yeah.
It has 31 rushes for 110 yards for San Francisco, and 30 rushes for 130 on the Chiefs side.
The craziest thing was
had fumbles, both teams had turnovers, both teams had 6 penalties.
Yeah.
Both teams were one for one on fourth down conversions. It was only a 2-minute difference on time of possession. Like, it was a very even game. It didn't seem like it, though, when the Niners were up 10 most of the game.
Yeah.
It was the first half, maybe in the first 3 quarters, kind of like slow. It was like a defensive masterclass.
2.5 quarters, it was slow.
Yeah.
But they were feeling each other out.
After the half, they were, I think it was 6 drives, three and outs.
Yep.
And that was insane.
And then Kansas City turned up.
Yeah.
Because the defenses were very good. Yeah. And, you know, it took some time for the offenses to warm up.
Yeah.
I think they just needed to see what kind of defenses they were playing. It takes some time. In a Super Bowl, not every Super Bowl is going to be, like, right off the bat, touchdown. Mm. So it was good. It was a really good chess game. Like, if you actually know football, watching that game was really entertaining because you're seeing the best head coach in the league on the other side, then maybe the second or third head coach on the other side. So, I mean, it was literally just a game of chess, and Andy Reid had the best player.
Proved his worth.
He had the king. Yeah. He had the checkmate.
This overtime made it the second Super Bowl to go into overtime, which I think is crazy. First, with the new rules. That's crazy. Y'all hear the interviews with Juszczyk and, like, all the other 49ers players?
They didn't know the rules?
They didn't know the rules.
Whose fault is that?
And then you hear on the other side of the Chiefs, like, we talk about this every single game situation.
That's coaching. No, that's coaching, in my opinion.
They fucked themselves by going for offense first.
In the beginning, in the beginning of the season, they literally have training camps and, like, sessions where they introduce all the new rules to players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they go over rules that have been amended in the beginning of the season. So there's no way that nobody didn't know about it. And then I kind of get it, because a football player has a lot to worry about, so they don't really think about overtime rules, especially in the playoffs, because until you're in the playoffs. So that's kind of, I think that kind of falls on the coach's shoulders. Like,
but still,
we saw Andy Reid was prepared for the overtime rules, and Shanahan, maybe in hindsight, he might have taken the ball first if he knew the rules a little better. If the players knew the rules a little better, maybe they would have told Kyle, let's get the ball first. Because, I mean, if you look at all the mic'd up, like, clips, you see the Mahomes and Andy Reid are, like, shocked. They're like, oh, they wanted the ball first.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Like, they want them to take the ball first.
Because they got to score twice. If you score first and they score again, then you got to score another time to win.
You get the first team, doesn't matter what you do, the other team gets a chance to rebuttal.
Yeah.
So if you're the team that has to score first, there's more pressure on you because it's kind of what happened. Like, the Niners had, like, a 3rd-and-1 or something, or like a 4th-and-1 or something like that. And they couldn't go for it because if they messed up, then the Chiefs just needed a field goal to win. So the team with the ball first, you have to put the pressure on by scoring a touchdown.
Chiefs had a good strategy. So their idea was they said that they were going to, by going second, even if they score first,
they can score
and go for two. Exactly. And that wins you the game.
Exactly. And even then, the team that goes second in, like, those new overtime rules, you technically have an extra down every drive.
Yeah.
Because if you're down whatever score that the team just went first, they scored 3 or they scored 7, you know you have 4 downs to get that first down. If you're if you're going first, you only really have 3 because you don't want to risk it and not score.
Yeah. Yep.
So the Chiefs had 4 downs to work with every single drive, and they didn't even need them. They marched down, like, regardless and ended it. But if they had 4th downs, they weren't worried about it because they were like the ones that didn't have to put the pressure on.
If the 49ers got their stop, it could have ended the game.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Reed, now halfway to Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady and Belichick did in 20 years. They didn't project
they're
doing 6.
It's over, bro. They're going to win the 3rd next year, bro. Yeah.
People are still not realizing, like this was probably, like, the hardest, like, road to the Super Bowl for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They had the worst offensive line, right? And then their number one wide receiver is a rookie.
Yeah.
So Mahomes really doesn't have anything. Like,
he's not even a number one receiver.
He's not even the number one receiver.
He's like a 2 or 3.
And I read something, there's, like, weeks 12 through 17, they had the least amount of recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
And they played in Germany. So that's even worse.
They actually had one of the hardest seasons of all time.
And then they played on the road for all their playoff games. Like,
they played in, like, a minus 30 playoff game.
That's crazy, man.
And so it just looked like nothing for them. It looked like they were still... Like, they still never lost belief.
Yeah,
they never lost hope. Like, they were just playing like they expected to win, and that's what ended up happening. Yeah,
that's how you
doesn't
win.
Matter what you go through, you expect to win the game. That's kind of how it works. But
champions DNA.
It's scary, man. It's scary for the rest of the league, because if there was any year that you wanted to knock off the Chiefs, it was this year. Because
this year,
They had a great defense, maybe even a historic defense. But
shout out
Mahomes
Spagnuolo.
Had like the worst offense he's ever had.
Yeah.
And they won the Super Bowl. So imagine next year if they end up getting a 1 or 2, like receiver.
So many drop passes.
Imagine if they get, like, Stephon Diggs, or if they get Michael Thomas.
Oh, no.
Or if they get,
Diggs,
I'm being serious, because the Saints are looking like they're going to trade Michael Thomas. And on Twitter, he said Mahomes is a really good quarterback. So, I mean, I could see him getting traded.
Well, imagine if they got a Tyreek-esque player again.
They don't even need Tyreek.
Bro,
they won the 2 years.
Without Tyreek, they got back to back.
Which is crazy.
So all they need is just a receiver who's not terrible. That's all they need.
But Tyreek brought to the game, just the fact that he could sprint down the field. Mahomes can make that throw like fucking facing the other way.
The thing is, I feel like him leaving kind of helped the Chiefs because it made Mahomes become less big play oriented and more
Yeah, that's true.
He became like a veteran like way quicker because he was like, now I got to take what they give me instead of me just throwing the ball down the field because I'm better. I want to take what the defense gives you. Exactly. Yeah. And as soon as Mahomes learned how to take what the defense gives him and learn all the coverages, it's over with now. Now all you need to give him is the pieces because all the knowledge is there now.
I think there was a 4th-and-1, maybe an OT, when he scrambled, right?
It was
he was going to need it. But that was one of the most, like, you can say hindsight, of course, he should have ran. But the way he made that run was insane. That set him up for that scoring drive, right?
Yeah. You remember that that one QB sneak that Mahomes had? And that he like injured himself. I think it was in the playoffs or something, or maybe the end of the regular season. Yeah. He had like the QB sneak, like push kind of play, and he hurt himself. Since that play, that was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah,
they never had a designed quarterback run called ever after that game until the Super Bowl, where he had those designed runs.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
But that threw that.
They never gave Mahomes a designed running play until the Super Bowl. So that's why they weren't expecting it on 4th-and-1. That's why he got so many yards. They were like, they haven't called a running play for him in 2 years. I'm not going to call one now.
Yeah.
Called it. Got 20 yards. That's Andy Reid for you, bro.
Speaking of plays, that last play was the same play. They hit a touchdown against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or so it was the same play. It was called what? Corndog?
Corndog.
It was one-sided
play. Fire play, bro. Yeah. It was on 2 Super Bowls.
Like, run it back.
That's fucking wicked, bro. But yeah, Chiefs, man, it's looking slow for the rest of the league, bro. Until if Andy Reid and Mahomes are together. Yeah. And Mahomes is healthy, and they don't have the worst O line of all time.
Yeah. And they don't count them out. They signed an extension for Spagnuolo.
Yeah, yeah.
So that defense is
young too. Yeah. Like the main pieces are young. The only people that like they're worried about keeping is just Chris Jones.
Yeah.
And he said in the parade, "I'm going to stay." But I mean, players always say that.
No, but I feel like
that's a lot of PR move. But he's gonna have to take less money to stay. So
I feel like players would say that, but you know, like history is getting lined up, and they went like back to back already. So I feel like
they want
to
win
a lot of players. I feel like they would like stay a lot.
You want to be a part of that?
A lot of players.
I would too. I would give up a little extra money just to win 3 in a row.
I feel like a lot of players, like after winning a championship, they'll leave and like the team will kind of structure differently. Yeah, go get their bag. But like when you go back to back and you're about to make history for the first time, I think some will like take a cut
for sure
to just go for another. I mean, sign 1 year.
They have, like,
I would
they have,
sign 1 year.
They have 2 or 3 like big players that they have to re-sign. Yeah. So I think they'll get those defensive players signed.
Yeah.
And if that defense is anywhere like it was this year,
especially in that playoff game,
they should be fine because you have Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So as long as your defense is not bottom 10, you're fine, bro.
As far as like the Tom Brady and the Mahomes like debate goes, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's over. You can hate Brady, right? I feel like more people hate Brady because he always had the offensive line.
Yeah.
He always had the weapons around him.
Mm.
But this season is like, Patrick Mahomes did that with no weapons.
Without a line.
And no O line. And it's like you can't even hate on that, man. I don't hate on it. Go ahead, win more. I don't care. Yeah. It's like crazy.
The way he does it is different. I think I watched in that Netflix documentary, Quarterback or something called like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like his build is different as an athlete. Mm-hmm. Like the way he moves his body is
the way
is
he
different.
Trains and very prepared for games. It's like out of the box thinking.
Yeah,
I think it's not usual like training. Just like any other like great player ever, they always have some crazy training schedule. That's exactly what Mahomes has too.
I think the way he said, I think a doctor or like his trainer said, the way his spine moves and the flexibility and all that.
He's never seen anything like it.
It gives him the mobility to where like other quarterbacks don't have. And then what's it called? His background in baseball is what makes him make those underhand. He played baseball for a long time.
His dad was a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
You know that quarterback show with John Gruden? Is that his name?
What quarterback show?
The Raiders coach, John Gruden?
Yes, I know who John Gruden is.
He has that quarterback. He, like, works with quarterbacks. And he, like, they make, like, a whole video series with him, right?
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
On there, he was talking about, he was like, so, like, all these throws you make, like, off balance, why don't you try to get your feet adjusted? He's like, I don't need to. I can make the throw, right? Yeah, if it was an issue to get the throw there, then I would fix something. But all the coaches, like, if you can do it
No other player can do that. No other player is that flexible.
He said, that's my time from being a shortstop in baseball.
Yeah.
So I mean,
generational,
bro.
Tom Brady ain't moving like that.
Tom Brady not like that.
Yeah, never.
Tom Brady he can make throws, but not off balance. And you just stay there in the pocket, throw. That's it.
Put fucking Kirk Cousins with Patrick Mahomes in the same documentary. That shit was outrageous.
And who's the third one?
The Atlanta coach.
Mariota.
That's Mariota. Mariota. Yeah.
he got traded this season, right?
But he's a backup for.
But they were trying to show different tiers, no?
Yeah,
but like Mariota,
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Like, yeah, you gotta find something better.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know who they're planning to have for next season, but it's kind of hard to top Mahomes. But
it's
I think they're gonna get like Justin Herbert and like some of those other younger quarterbacks, maybe Joe Burrow or something like that.
Yeah. Chiefs gonna have like a big ass target on their back next season.
Of course. I mean, they already did.
They had it this season.
2 years in a row.
No, I feel like for this year, the like people mostly like wrote them out. Like they're like, yeah, they won't make
their
it.
Their regular season wasn't. The I don't want to say impressive. Yeah. It's just it didn't seem like they were the same team as the year before.
They went, but in the playoffs but
didn't skip a beat.
Yeah,
in the playoffs, they went as the third seed. So,
one of the players I would like to talk about on the 49ers, yeah. Juwan Jennings.
He showed up.
Oh,
showed up.
Yeah. The second player ever after Nick Foles to score a touchdown and throw it for a touchdown, which I think is crazy.
Crazy ass fucking play.
Crazy.
If it wasn't for the block, though, that could have been intercepted easily. If that block didn't hit, that would have been clip. And then your boy McCaffrey just fucking took it home. Shout out McCaffrey, though. I feel bad for him, bro. He deserved the ring.
Yeah. He deserved it out of everybody.
Boy was putting work. His jersey by like the fucking overtime, that shit was green. So it was dark green, like
crazy.
But yeah,
what's I was gonna say some.
How many Taylor Swift was shown?
I don't even give a fuck about that because
we were counting at one point.
I know mine already hit because I definitely they showed it like 10-15 times, so I know my bet already hit.
It was like a minute.
I bet like 8 or 9. They definitely showed like 11 times.
Yeah,
doesn't matter how long it was, but they definitely showed them. But
let's search it.
I was gonna say is it time to have a uncomfortable conversation about Kyle Shanahan? Is he like the Doc Rivers of the NFL?
I don't know.
Or is he like it's kind of hard to match him up with somebody from a different sport, but he was the offensive coordinator with the Falcons and they blew a 28-3 lead. Didn't score a single point after that, right? He was the head coach. And they were up by 10 in the Super Bowl versus the Chiefs when they had Garoppolo. They lost that game.
Yep.
They're up 10 against the Chiefs in this Super Bowl. Lost again. Is it time to say Kyle Shanahan might not be the guy for big games, big Super Bowls? Three games, three losses with a lead. Kyle Shanahan's still a great coach. I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but the difference between him being a great coach and his...
Yeah.
And being an all-timer coach like Andy Reid. Andy Reid, at the same time, kind of had these same struggles with the Eagles. He got to the conference championship like 3, 4, 5 times.
Yep.
Just never won the big game until he had Mahomes.
Yeah.
So do we give Shanahan that same slack that Andy Reid? Because Andy Reid now is regarded as one of the best coaches ever.
Yeah. Mm.
But when he was in Philly, it wasn't the same. Wasn't the same narrative. So is Kyle Shanahan actually a choke artist? Or does Kyle Shanahan need a better quarterback?
I think he needs a better quarterback.
We all watched
it. He had a lead in all three games, though. Yeah. He had Matt Ryan MVP season, folded 28-3. Yeah. Couldn't call up good schemes. They stopped running the ball against the Patriots, lost the game.
Some of the schemes in the Super Bowl actually
stop using McCaffrey in the second half, and look, they ended up losing the game. When you have your best player out there, you give him the ball 40 times, you say, win me this game.
Yeah.
Why didn't he do that? I would have done that.
Kyle Shanahan, they fired their defensive coordinator, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, the offense wasn't amazing. The offense didn't score 30 points.
No.
The offense has been scoring 30 in like every game. That's how good the Chiefs' defense is. Very, very good. Yeah. But Kyle Shanahan also has some questionable coaching decisions. That's all I'm gonna say. A little questionable.
I feel like he tried to prove something sometimes instead of going with the right play, like giving Purdy the ball, like trying to show him as the better quarterback or something like that.
Just give the ball to your best player, man. Let him work, bro.
It's questionable. It almost reminded me of the Marshawn Lynch play, but this time it's over and over again. Like, you're just not letting him go to McCaffrey. But I don't know, man.
But, like, I do agree with that. Like, your team, first of all, how does your team not know the OT rules?
Yeah.
That's
coaching, man.
One thing about that, I thought when a player goes out, there's a predetermined thing that he's going to do. Like, the coaches tell you, pick this, right?
No, there is usually,
How, like, I get it if a player doesn't know.
I think Shanahan told him to take the ball.
Okay, that makes it even worse.
I think you have strategists telling you what to do. But they should have, yeah, they should have given the Chiefs the ball first.
Yeah. That was a big reason they lost.
You came in not telling your players the rules.
The Chiefs clearly knew that going second was an advantage. Because what I said earlier, because you have an extra down, because you know what you're aiming for.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're aiming for and you're on the front foot, there's more pressure on you. And you also have a less down, if you want to say it like that. The Chiefs knew and the Niners didn't. So, I mean, that comes down to coaching in my eyes.
So what he said is, we asked position coaches to do that, but I didn't cover anything in the meeting on the Super Bowl week.
A head coach not covering overtime rules in a meeting?
That's insane.
You think Andy Reid did that? If Andy Reid did delegate it to a position coach, he would probably go back and make sure it was covered.
Mm.
He was like, did you do that? I don't think Kyle Shanahan did that. He's probably too worried about his offense and how making Brock Purdy look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Chris Jones. He said that they talked about it every single game in the playoffs. This is what we're going to do. This is our strategy.
That's championship winning because in the same thing when it comes to like soccer or something, a good coach will have his team shooting a lot of penalties because if the big game is coming up, there's always a possibility of pens. So a good coach will have his players shooting 1,000 penalties. That's what Luis Enrique used to do. I think he used to tell his team, y'all better show up to this tournament having shot 1,000 penalties.
You prep for every situation.
If Shanahan didn't even tell his team that to prepare for overtime, they didn't deserve to win.
Yeah. You prep for every situation in the game. Anything is going to happen. It's not like OT's chances of overtime is 0.1.
He's been in Super Bowls before. Yeah. It's not his first Super Bowl. Yeah. It's not a rookie head coach. Like this, he should have prepared for this, especially because his team against the Patriots, when he was a Falcons coordinator, they literally went to overtime. And now the overtime rules have changed. You would think that would come up in the meetings, but it is what it is. It is what it is.
So last question. Is Mahomes going to... Three-time beat it.
If he's healthy, and their team gets better.
If he's healthy and that defense is like it was this year,
up to the same tier.
Not even it doesn't have to be the same tier because this defense was historic. There was a stat that I don't remember off the top of my head, but they are a historic defense.
Yeah.
So if they even have like a decent percentage of this defense. Why should they not be the favorites? That's the better question. Why should they not be the favorites?
I believe it. I hope he does, you know. And if he does, then I think he'll be on his way to be the best quarterback ever.
Like, the odds already came out for next year's Super Bowl. And the Niners are favored as number one.
Wow.
Again. How? I'm taking the Chiefs, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Chiefs every year until Mahomes proves me wrong.
That's all I got to say. Mahomes gonna Mahomes.
Yeah, they... I don't know how true this is, but it says that they're the only team throughout the playoffs to not allow more than 28 points.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
You know, in the regular season, I think throughout the whole year, they didn't allow any team to hit 30 points. I don't think any team in the whole year scored 30 on the Chiefs.
Actually, yeah, including playoffs. It was the whole season and the
Nobody
playoffs.
Scored 30 on them. Yeah. You know how insane that is? 57
sacks, tied for fourth.
Nobody scored 30 points on the Kansas City Chiefs. And Mahomes had bad offense and he still won.
Yeah.
If he had a good offense, you know he's scoring 30 every game. So if they add some pieces next year, the team might be unstoppable.
Yeah. For the 49ers, I'd just like to read something.
It's looking bleak, guys.
Good. 49ers, Kyle Shanahan's offense contains the 7th highest paid wide receiver in the NFL, the highest paid running back in the NFL, the 3rd highest paid tight end in the NFL, the 3rd highest paid left tackle in the NFL, and then Brandon Ayuk, who's a top 10.
Yeah.
Paid wide receiver, which will be next season after he finishes rookie deal, and the offense only put up 19 points. So
just imagine
he's right, man. Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. Just imagine if you switched Mahomes and Purdy.
What would Mahomes
do with that roster?
Oh my God,
He's scoring 50 points.
They'll be the second team in the NFL to be 17-0.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
They might lose like one game. That's about it. They might go 16-1. They might destroy everybody. But
Shanahan would be like the greatest coach there.
If you put Purdy on these Chiefs, they might not have even made past the first round.
Yeah. That'd be a shambolic fucking.
Because all the games were away. So, yeah, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know why I said that because we know Purdy is not Mahomes, but
that's
just how good Mahomes is. How good he is, man.
One other person, we didn't say anything about Travis Kelce. He was probably the favorited what's it called, receiver, killed, though he didn't get a touchdown.
Almost bro, killed Andy Reid.
But not, he showed up. He showed up with those big catches.
He,
like,
he was a favorite target. First quarter, he was a ghost. And then the rest of the game, he was there. Every big play in like the fourth quarter or overtime, he was in the area.
After he pushed Andy Reid, it was in the line every single time.
Yeah. Y'all seen that? Their podcast?
Taylor Swift is watching, bro. Yeah, put me on the line.
It wasn't my girl here, bro.
It wasn't justified, but I mean, I understand why he was mad. Yeah. Because the same play that he got taken out on is the play that they fumbled on. Yeah. And that the play that they fumbled on, it would have been Travis Kelce blocking the guy who knocked out the ball.
Hey, man.
He even said my emotions got the best of me. Like, even like when I saw him like stumble a little bit, he was like, I would have been completely fine if he would have punched me in the face. Yeah.
Mm. I think he held him right after he realized it as soon as he touched him. Mm. But then again, I feel like...
Yeah, it definitely got to his head. He's a little bit of a hothead, but yeah.
But rightfully so, though, bro. Like,
when you're a good player like that,
rightfully so,
you can get away with a lot of things, bro. You can get away
even
with
Andy
Reid.
He was like, "I'm fine with the, what happened because
he should be happy."
Passion is what I like.
He should be happy. Andy
Reid. Say that was like Kadarius Toney.
Imagine if that was Belichick. Belichick would have benched Kelce and never played him again. Yeah. He would have sold him the next year too.
Yeah, so that's actually yeah.
Kelce should be lucky that he has Reid, and Reid should be lucky that he has Kelce. That's all I gotta say. Yeah. When you're that good and you've earned a couple of those, but a lot of people wouldn't put up with that.
In their podcast, the Kelce podcast, I don't know if it was a podcast or where they were talking to each other, but Jason Kelce was like, that was unacceptable. You cannot do that to a coach.
He's Kelce knows that. Yeah, he knows that.
He knows. Yeah. It's like you're in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
In the moment,
biggest game of the year, your girl's watching. Yeah. The play that just happened that could have lost you the game, you could have been in that play.
Helped it,
and he told them that I want to stay in, and they took him out. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. But at the same time, you can't do that. So
it slips out here.
It happens, man. It happens. If it happens to your best player, you gotta let it slide sometimes.
Shout out to Jason.
That's what happens.
That man is funny as fuck.
Boy, he's fucking hilarious. Have you seen all those memes with him greeting Ice Spice? Yeah. He's like, so am I the shit or the fart?
Yeah.
How do you say this? Munch?
Munch? Am I saying that right?
I saw another clip. This motherfucker was wearing a fucking Rey Mysterio mask.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Marshmallow and Travis Scott just making out with Taylor Swift. And he's just like having the time of his life. Bro looks like a fucking Kansas City Chiefs like player that just retired.
There was a video of I think it was Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and him going to like the after party or whatever. And it was like, they're all dressed nice, and he's wearing this like overall, Kansas City colors. Like somebody, like this is a cutscene from like any video game where you like max out your players' costumes. She was hilarious. He looked like Fat Rey Mysterio. I love that guy. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Shout out Jason. Shout out to Kelce's, and that wraps up.
By the way, the answer of how many times Taylor Swift?
Oh yeah.
11 times.
Wow. Damn.
Somebody said 11.
Someone said 11.
12 if you count pregame.
Didn't one of you guys
somebody said
I said 13.
You noted it down.
Yeah.
I said 8.
I think
I might have said 11.
I said 8.
But I'm counting pregame, so that's 12.
I noted the prediction. Not how many times for Taylor.
No, prediction, yeah.
Yeah. The prediction for the game was I predicted 24 or 27 Chiefs.
Oh, motherfucker, not the score, bro. The Taylor Swift.
No, I don't. That's what I said. I said
someone
posted
a video.
Someone.
It's not that big.
I said 7. I remember saying 7.
I said 8.
Yeah. I'm saying 8.
Pretty sure I said 13 because that was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, you said 13. I think you might have said 11.
Go ahead with the predictions for the Super Bowl.
The predictions was me going first, obviously. 24-27 Chiefs. I think
pretty close,
we're right in the ballpark.
You got the 3-point spread. You got the 3-point spread.
The ball in the park. The park in the ball. Yeah. Then we have Tajo, who predicted a very low-scoring game, 14-17.
I could have been right if it wasn't for the fucking second half.
Yeah, he was there. He was in the park. Then I think you two have predicted the game as close to accurately as possible by saying like the game's going to start slow and then pick up in the second half. I think you said that.
I knew, bro.
Purdy being slow the whole game. I think Harry said that. Yeah. And then you said Purdy would throw an interception the first half.
Okay.
I mean, he should have thrown a pick.
With
having Thurman saying 24-28 Chiefs and Harry saying 24-17 Chiefs. A little bit out of the ballpark.
I was
for
one
you.
Point off for the Chiefs. 24, they had 25.
Yeah. But hey. The curse is broken.
The curse is broken.
The curse is broken.
Mahomes, that's how good Mahomes is. He broke the fucking Texas Stats curse.
It don't matter.
Bless that boy.
Mahomes is him, bro.
Took it overtime and then fucking
Mahomes
broke that shit.
Mahomes is fucking him, bro. Shout out, shit is crazy.
He's balling in the parade right now.
So I know the Super Bowl just finished, right?
Yeah.
But I'm guessing we all got the Chiefs next year too.
Yeah,
man, I don't know.
Until they improve otherwise, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'd be stupid not to choose them again.
Chiefs. That's our prediction for yes, next sir. Year.
Chiefs.
Lock it in, yes, baby. Sir.
Mr. Trish Push is not going nowhere.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not happening.
That's how we like it.
And that should wrap it up for this season, right? It's been somewhat of a glorious season.
Definitely been.
Yeah.
An interesting season of ups and downs.
Yeah.
This is kind of the depressing part of man. Like, yeah. You don't get football till August.
Now there's more months. It's 2 months until the draft.
Yeah,
so that's the only thing.
And then after that, it's like 2-3 months again of nothing. So,
yeah. So
hey man, it's been a good season though.
We got LeBron.
Fun. You know, it's been fun.
To keep us entertained.
We got LeBron. And,
surprised you said that. Not KD.
By being injured and off the court.
Hey man, I know.
Suns fan talking about injuries is crazy.
I know.
KD's been there dropping 40 points every night.
Yeah.
Listen, I know. Hamza's gonna be tuning in to the summer flag football.
Yeah.
77
for sure. Yeah. Again, America's getting ready to go and dominate the world in the Olympics.
America's game.
Tyreek Hill is gonna drop like 400 yards in 2020.
We're gonna be the world champions in flag football too.
For sure.
Crazy.
Wherever it's happening, I'm going to watch it. 2028, we're there. Wherever the fuck it is.
Check the stats at the 2025 Super Bowl in New Orleans. We're gonna be there.
Yes, sir.
Only if Lil Wayne performs.
Wait, what? What?
2025 Super Bowl is in New Orleans.
It is?
And it's near Mardi Gras, too. So
yeah.
I feel like you're lying.
We're going to be there.
No, it was.
I'm going to be there. y'all going to be there? It's up to y'all. But I'm going to be there. 1 year from now.
Boy saving like
we're
10K.
We're going to run this back. We're going to be there. I'm not missing that.
What if what if like your division rival gets in the
I don't
Super
give a
Bowl.
Fuck who's in the Super Bowl. I'm going.
Yeah.
Super Bowl in New Orleans and it's next to Mardi Gras.
Yeah, we are.
You're booking the 1.2 mils.
I'm booking the biggest penthouse you can find on Bourbon Street.
That part was actually crazy. Having fucking suites for fucking 1.2 mil. Just to watch the Super Bowl.
It's just a money grab, bro. Because they know some idiot celebrity is going to buy it. So they're like, fuck it.
Mayweather, I think, was
say it again? What'd you say?
Huh?
1.2 what?
Million for a suite.
For a suite.
Wasn't it before the game? It was like not Travis Kelce.
CMC's mom.
CMC's mom is like, they can't afford a suite. Like, what you talking about? He bought it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
and all, the, all they show to advertise it is like food. Food and bar service.
1.2 million is 1.2 wild,
bro. Million.
For chicken tenders.
They finesse the shit out of
for chicken tenders.
Yeah, no cap. Hey, that's...
If I had the money to buy that, I probably would too, but shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
that's Mayweather money. Shout out Mayweather.
But yeah, shit. That wraps it up.
Yeah, wraps up the season.